With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A tropical storm off the coast of Mexico will impact the southern U.S. this week.
Tropical Storm Francine, now off Mexico's northeast coast, is already producing heavy rainfall into southern Texas. And National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says,
"You're going to see the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation and hurricane-force winds as Francine is expected to strengthen to a hurricane and make landfall along the coast of Louisiana late Wednesday."
Brennan says up to 12 inches of rain could fall and storm surge could be over 10 feet from Texas into southern Louisiana. He warns people in Francine's path to start preparing today. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of people have been evacuated from the path of a scorching wildfire in the foothills of a national forest. It's east of Los Angeles. The blaze threatening some 36,000 structures. The so-called Lime Fire burned mostly out of control along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. At the same time, a wildfire south of Reno, Nevada, forced about 20,000 people to evacuate. Also at SRNNews.com, as the presidential debate draws nearer, in an interview, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says he's sure Vice President Harris' lead in some polls will start to drop.
"I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk, something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And we've seen the polls very close, but mainly she's coming off of this, as James Carville called it, a sugar high."
Senator Cornyn appearing on Fox News Sunday. The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tomorrow evening on the Salem Radio Network. Stock sharply higher, the Dow up 495 points, the NASDAQ adding 164. This is SRN News. A recent graduate reaches out to college-age men. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
John Haskell has established a nonprofit organization designed to help men his age break their addiction to pornography. Haskell, a valedictorian in this year's graduating class at Notre Dame, says he hopes to set up chapters of Ethos National on university campuses across the nation. He got the idea after writing a column in the Notre Dame student newspaper describing his own struggles with porn and was flooded with messages from other students having the same problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has ruled that the language used to summarize a ballot question designed to enshrine abortion in the state constitution is misleading. Gold County Circuit Judge Cotton Walker has thrown out a description of a measure written by Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. The judge has inserted a description of his own. This is SRN News. Authorities are vowing a relentless continuing search as a manhunt for interstate shooter in Kentucky continues.
A grueling manhunt stretches into a third day for a suspect in an interstate shooting that struck 12 vehicles and wounded 5 people in Kentucky. Authorities have been searching a rugged area of southeastern Kentucky. A gunman began shooting at drivers on Interstate 75 near London, a small city of about 8,000 people. Joseph A. Couch has been named a suspect in the shooting. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A site in New York State chosen to build trains for a new high-speed rail line being constructed now between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area. Siemens Mobility will build a 300,000-square-foot facility in Horseheads, New York. Construction on the $12 billion passenger bullet train service is already underway. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.